感谢主能够跟大家在一起。
I appreciate this front row here.
我非常高兴我们能够像这样的来安排聚会。
I told the brothers I like to have audience contact, and I was afraid you'd be in the back.
我告诉负责的弟兄，我愿意跟你们有眼睛的交流，我不愿意你们坐在后面。
But you all voluntarily chose to come down here, didn't you? My sister said you were assigned.
姊妹说你们是被安排坐在这个地方。
I always count it a real joy and privilege to speak to Chinese people.
我特别觉得对中国人来说话是一个特别的恩典。
I've learned to love them in a very special way.
我有一些特别的方式来爱他们。
It was about 40 years ago that I first met Brother Stephen Kong.
大约40年前我头一次遇见江守道弟兄。
And we've been friends ever since.
从此以后我们成为朋友。
I have one more claim to fame.
我有一件事情我需要澄清。
How many of you know who Watchman Nee is?
多少人知道尼陀生弟兄是谁？
The front rows?
前面有没有人知道？
Well, he was my favorite author. In other words, I have been blessed by his books more than anything I could explain.
他是我最喜欢的作者，他的书对我有比任何人都带来更多的祝福。
A number of years I was privileged to go to London and be with T. Austin Sparks and stay in his home.
有很多的年我有机会到伦敦去跟 T. Austin Sparks 弟兄在一起住在他的家里。
To my discovery, Watchman Nee had been in that very fellowship 9 months one time.
有一次在九个月以前尼陀生弟兄就到那个交通的里面。
The last time I was there I said,Did Watchman Nee stay in this room?
那一次去我问他尼弟兄是不是住在这个房间里。
And he said he slept in this bed.
他告诉我他睡在这张床上。
And he used this desk.
他用了这张桌子。
And I think something rubbed off, I'm not sure. I hope it did. I hope I got some blessing from him.
我希望我能够从他那边得到一些祝福。
Anyway, it's wonderful to be with you this morning.
今天早上非常高兴跟大家在一起。
I need to tell you I'm not a, I am not an artist, but I do some drawing so that you can all stay focused.
我告诉你我虽然不是个艺术家但是我画了一些图让你们能够集中注意力。
I appreciated what our brother Godwin shared last night.
我非常感谢主昨天晚上孙弟兄的分享。
It is one thing to have eternal life or to be born again.
得到重生得到这个永生是一件事情。
It is something else to experience daily the resurrection life of the Lord.
每天的生活里面经历主的这个永生是另外一回事。
We're going to take a lesson this morning about God's special people, Israel.
今天早上我们要从神特别的选民以色列人的身上来学一个功课。
You know that for 430 years they had become a great people down in the land of Egypt.
我们知道有430年的时间他们在这个埃及地做奴隶。
But God had promised them a very special land called Canaan.
神应许他们一个特别的一个地方叫做迦南地。
And the time came for Moses to deliver them out of Egypt and bring them into the land of Canaan.
时间到了的时候摩西就受差遣去把他们带出埃及带进迦南。
So we're going to look at that if you'll turn to the book of Exodus, please.
今天早上我们要来看这段故事请大家翻到出埃及记。
Coming to turn the overhead on. Till then, I'll just talk to you a moment.
他们要来把这个 transparency 打开。
When my son was small, he was growing up, and he was full of questions.
我的儿子长大的时候，他充满了问题。
About every hour, he had another question.
大概每一个小时会问一个问题。
And I get weary of trying to answer them. Some I couldn't answer.
我觉得很累，有些问题我也没办法回答。
But it was interesting when he would listen.
但是非常有趣，他会来听。
And then I would give him an answer.
然后我会给他一个答案。
He would say, "Oh."
他会说 "Oh."
Every question was why.
每一个问题都是为什么。
And then he'd say, "Oh."
然后他会说 "Oh."
This is my old crowd down here this morning.
今天早上这边的孩子就要说 "Oh."
And when I put my hand to my ear, you say, "Oh."
当我把我的手放在耳朵上的时候，你们要说 "Oh."
One day he asked, why did God make angels?
有一天他问我为什么神造了天使。
And I pondered for a moment.
我思考了一会儿。
And I said, he wanted somebody who would serve him without murmuring and complaining.
他需要得到一群人可以来服侍他而不需要来抱怨。
Oh, he said.
他就说 oh.
Oh, I don't know if that's right, but it's all right.
我不知道是不是回答的对。
Now we're on, are we? We're going to take a lesson this morning.
今天早上我们要来看一个功课。
And our theme is going to be God's called people to be pioneers of the heavenly way.
我们的题目是神呼召人作为这个属天道路的先锋。
430 years Israel had been in Egypt and they became a mighty people.
430年的时间以色列人在埃及成为一个强大的民。
And he was going to deliver them out from that land, the world.
神要从那个埃及的世界里面把他们拯救出来。
He was going to bring them into a very special place, into Canaan.
神要把他们带进一个非常特别的地方叫做迦南。
We're going to notice now the process by which these people pass through the Red Sea.
我们要来看这个特别的过程，这一群人出了埃及，经过红海。
And how they moved toward the land that God had promised them.
他们如何进入，经过这个旅程进入迦南地。
Now let's move over into Exodus chapter 13.
我们翻到出埃及记十三章。
You will notice, it says in chapter 13,
十三章
beginning with verse 38,
第三十八节
it said, and a mixed multitude went up also with them, their flocks and herds, I'm in chapter 12.
十二章三十八节
So there was a great company of people who came out of Egypt.
有很多的人他们出了埃及。
Majority of them were all his people, Israel.
大部分的人是神的选民以色列人。
But there were some who saw the signs and the wonders and they probably had been friends of the Israelites.
有一些人他们也许看见了这些神迹他们也许是以色列人的朋友。
So there were some who were called a mixed multitude, but they all came to the Red Sea.
所以有些人被称为闲杂人，他们都一同来到红海边。
And now we read in chapter 14.
然后我们在十四章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still,And see the salvation of the Lord.
摩西对百姓说不要惧怕只管站住看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
Pharaoh had finally let the people go and they came to the Red Sea.
法老最后让百姓走他们来到红海边。
But imagine this body of water, how would they get across?
想象一下这么大的水他们如何能够过去。
We see a wonderful miracle.
我们看见一个奇妙的神迹。
God opened up a way for them to go through the Red Sea.
神把水打开，开了一条路，让他们能够通过红海。
On dry land.
在干地上。
Moses lifted up the rod, the water parted.
摩西举起他的杖上。
Interesting, up to this point, there had been a cloud that had been leading them.
在这个时候, 这个云也一直在带领他们,
into the water, into the Red Sea.
这个云在这个时候就跑到他们队的后面。
And finally, the Egyptian army that was following them were swallowed up in the waters.
最后追赶他们的埃及的军兵被淹没在这个红海里。
Now we move into chapter 15.
然后我们来到15章。
Verse 22.
第22节。
So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
摩西领以色列人过红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不着水。
Now in our lesson this morning, we're going to see that here are a special people. We're calling them the pioneers who are charting a new way.
今天早上这一群人，他们被称作神的先锋，他们来开一条新的道路。
They cross the Red Sea.
他们通过了红海。
And they go 3 days into the wilderness.
在旷野里边走了三天。
Let me say first of all that I believe that they are a people of destiny.
让我首先说，他们是一群有一个终极归宿的人民。
The difficulty is that some of them only thought they were going to reach a destination.
但是难处却是，他们有些人却认为他们不过是要到一个旅行的一个终点。
A people of destiny have a sense of purpose.
这个有终极归宿的人，他们有一个目的，有一个目标。
A people who want a destination want to get to a place.
这些到达一个旅行终点的人，他们只不过要去一个地方。
I am sure they had heard much about the land that God had promised them.
我相信他们已经听说过很多关于神给他们的这个应许地。
But God was interested in far more than getting them to a place.
但是神却把他们带到一个地方，比这件事情要有更多的兴趣。
He wanted pioneers who would have a purpose to fulfill.
他愿意让这些先锋们来达到一个目的。
Now I need to say to us this morning, it is possible that we're interested in getting to heaven. Because we're saved, we will go to heaven. But that's not God's real purpose. God wants a people that he can work in and through to fulfill his purpose.
神需要得到一群子民，通过他们，也借着他们来达到他的目的。
Let me illustrate.
我来说明一下。
I heard a sister get up in a service one day and say this.
有一天一位姊妹在聚会里面站起来说，
I just have one goal to get to heaven.
我只有一个目的，就是进入天堂。
And everyone seemed to say, ah, that's wonderful.
每一个人都说这是很好。
But something in my heart said, oh, she's missed the most important thing.
但是在我的心里面却说她错过了最美好的事情。
God wants us to be in heaven.
神希望我们进天堂。
But he wants first of all to fulfill a purpose in and through our lives.
但是他最希望是通过我们和借着我们来成就一个目的。
So we're going to notice this morning,
所以今天早上我们要来看见,
that those who are pioneers,
那些先行者先锋们,
have a destiny and a purpose to fulfill.
他们有这么一个终极的归宿，他们有这么一个目标来成就。
But we're going to see a little bit later, and I'll give you this now, that some of them became wanderers.
但是过一会儿我们会看见，他们中间有些人最后却成了漂流者。
They lost their sense of purpose and destiny.
他们迷失了他们的目标和他们的方向。
One of the things that's interesting is to look at God taking these people across the Red Sea and 3 days into the wilderness, they're without water.
有一件事情很有趣，就是神带领他们过红海，走了三天以后，他们却找不着水。
You see, God was bringing them into a schoolroom.
我们看见神在这边带他们进入一个学校的教室。
The reason for this schoolroom is he wanted to teach them who he was, his names, and to know his ways.
神把他们带进这个教室的目的是为了让他们能够知道他是谁，他做事的法则。
We read. Here, look at it again in chapter 15.
我们再次来看第15章。
They went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water.
在旷野走了3天找不着水。
Question.
问题。
How many of you think they might have missed God's will already?
有多少人会觉得他们已经在这个时候已经错过了神的计划，神的目的？
They're just 3 days out.
他们只走了3天。
Suddenly no water.
突然没有水了。
I've had a real question for years.
我很多年来有一个问题。
Why would a loving God take his special people out into this howling desert wilderness?
为什么这么一位慈爱的神把他的选民带到这一个荒无人烟的一个旷野?
Have you ever seen a picture of that wilderness?
你有没有看见过这个旷野的一个幅图画?
I wouldn't take my best friend there.
我不会把我最好的朋友带到那个地方去。
But God takes 1 million people out of Egypt. They're 3 days into the wilderness.
但是神却把百万民众经过3天带到这个旷野里面。
And they have a no water situation.
但是他们却遇见了没有水的困境。
Now I need to say to us,
我现在想说这样,
a no water situation means sometimes I have no job.
没有水也许意味着有些时候我没有工作。
I have no money.
我没有钱。
I'm not sure where I'm going.
我不知道我要去什么地方。
I submit to you that God was leading them this way.
我告诉你们，神用这样的一个方式来带领他们。
They were in the will of God.
他们在神的旨意里面。
But he brought them into this place as a schoolroom to teach them how to trust and depend on him.
但是神把他们带到这个地方作为他的教室来告诉他们神要如何来。Now
let's read verse 23.
第23节。
And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah.
到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那地名叫做马拉。
And the people rejoiced and said, Wonderful, God, we wonder what you're going to do.
这些人民就欢呼说，神啊，真奇妙，我们知道你要做什么事情。
God, what are you going to do? No water. 1 million people out here, nothing to drink.
百万的人到这个地方没有水，他要做什么呢？
But they said, we saw you open a way in the Red Sea, no problem.
他们会不会说，我们看见你把红海打开，是不是应该一点问题都没有呢？
Are you there now?
你们是明白吗？
Lesson number one.
第一个教训。
God can take the most bitter situation and turn it around.
神可以把一个最苦的一个环境把它彻底的改变。
We better read it right now. Look at it again.
我们一起来看，往下看。
Verse 24.
第24节。
And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink?
百姓就向摩西发怨言，说我们喝什么呢？
And Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree.
摩西呼求耶和华，耶和华指示他一棵树。
He's saying, Moses, I want you to learn a principle A in all of life.
他说，摩西，我让你来学一个原则，就是第一个原则A。
You look at this circumstance, it seems bitter.
你看见这样的一个景况，看起来是非常的苦。
Let me move up and let you see it from my viewpoint.
让我带你来看一看，从我的眼光来看这件事情。
When you see it from my viewpoint, I can turn it to sweetness instead of bitterness.
当你从我的眼光来看的时候，我可以告诉你如何把这个苦变成甜。
And he gives us the principle of the cross.
他给了我们十字架的原则。
He cuts that tree down.
他把这棵树砍倒。
He puts the tree into the bitter water.
他把这棵树放在这个苦水的里面。
And it is turned to sweet water.
然后它就变成甜水。
I cannot fully explain that to you.
我没有办法完全的来解释清楚。
I just know that many times I've looked at difficult circumstances.
我只知道在很多的情况，在很多困难的情况下。
That I've seen the Lord work the cross in it.
我看见神用十字架来做工。
I looked from his viewpoint.
我从他的眼光来看。
And he turned it to sweetness to work out for his purpose.
就看见这个情况被改变，成为一个成就他旨意的一个情况。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
And he said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and will keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee."
又说，你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例，我就不将所加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为我耶和华是医治你的。
The Hebrew's construction there is if hearing, thou wilt hear.
在希伯来原文，他的意思就是说，如果你现在听，你就可以听见。
So we're going to see this morning.
所以今天早上我们要来看。
That a people who came out of Egypt.
出了埃及地的这些人民。
They were in God's schoolroom.
他们在神的这个教室里面。
And the number one lesson in the schoolroom is hearing.
所以这个第一个功课就是听。
And the emphasis on hearing.
这个强调是现在在听。
I have been in schoolroom, taught in several places, and I know that the first thing that's important is to learn to hear.
我去过很多的教室，我知道在学习的时候最重要的一件事情就是要注意听。
You know how you let your mind drift?
你知道如果你的思想在那边飘到别的地方去。
But hearing continually, hearing.
你要继续不断的持续的听。
So, Moses is led the people, they're in a schoolroom, and they're in conflicts.
摩西带百姓进到旷野里边，他们是在冲突的里面。
No water.
没有水。
I think it's interesting now.
现在非常有趣。
That a little bit later on we're going to see that they come into consequences.
过一会儿我们会看见他们进入到一个结果的里面。
Consequences are because we've disobeyed.
他们的这个结果是由于他们不顺从神。
The testing and the development is what we learn in the schoolroom.
在这个教室里面我们学习被试验。
But now we're discovering what it means to hear.
然后我们就知道这个意义，听的这个意义是什么。
He says, cut a tree down and turn the water into sweetness.
神说砍一棵树把它扔在水里边，苦水就变成甜水。
Well, let's move ahead a little bit.
那我们继续往前走。
Now we come in chapter 17.
我们来到第十七章。
The congregation came to a place called Rephidim.
以色列的会众来到一个地方叫做利非丁。
And it says, and there was no water for the people to drink.
这个时候说百姓没有水喝。
This is interesting.
这是很有趣。
Back here at Marah, the water was bitter. They couldn't drink it.
在马拉这个地方水是苦的，他们没办法喝。
Just a few days later, they're at Rephidim. There's no water to drink.
几天以后他们来到利非丁却找不着水喝。
And notice what Moses does.
看见摩西在这边做什么。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, Give us water that we may drink.
所以与摩西争闹说给我们水喝吧。
And Moses said unto them, Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?
摩西对他们说你们为什么与我争闹为什么试探耶和华呢
And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, Wherefore is this, that thou wast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us, and our children, our cattle were thirst?
百姓在那里甚渴要喝水就向摩西发怨言说你为什么将我们从埃及领出来使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢
Verse 5 And the Lord said unto Moses, Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go.
第五节摩西耶和华对摩西说你手里拿着你先前击打 的帐，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。
Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink.
我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，使磐石里从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。
So the first time they were without water, he cut a tree down. This time there was no water, and he struck a rock.
头一次没有水喝，他就砍了一棵树；第二次没有水喝，他就击打磐石。
I need to jump ahead a little bit. I want you to see something.
我需要往前跳一点，让你看见一些东西。
They came to another no water experience.
他们又遇见了另外一次没有水喝的情形。
How many of you know this time what they did?
多少人知道这一次他们做了什么？
Moses was weary with this people who kept murmuring.
摩西在这个时候有点厌烦，因为这些百姓一直在抱怨。
No water to drink.
没有水喝。
Did you bring us out here that we could die in the wilderness?
你是不是把我们带来让我们死在旷野呢？
And God spoke to Moses this time and he said, Moses, I want you to speak to the rock.
这一次神对摩西说，摩西，我这次要你去吩咐这个磐石。
Moses was disgusted with these people.
摩西对这些被这些百姓弄得很生气。
You always murmuring, always murmuring.
你们一直的抱怨，一直的抱怨。
And Moses didn't listen to God.
摩西没有听从神。
Instead of speaking to the rock,
他没有吩咐这个磐石。
Moses struck the rock.
摩西再一次的击打磐石。
Now, my whole lesson this morning is this.
今天早上我整个的功课整个的教训是这样。
You see, God is teaching a people who are pioneers that they're a people of purpose, they're in a schoolroom, and they learn to hear every day from the Lord.
神把这些先行者带到旷野里边他的教室里边来教他们的功课，就是他们要一直不断的听神的话。
In the New Testament, he says, today, if thou wilt hear his voice.
在新约里边他说，今天你们若今日听神的话。
Why is this important?
为什么这件事情很重要呢？
God is continually taking us on to hear every day a new word from Him.
神要带领我们每天继续不断地来听他对我们说的话。
If I'd have been Moses, instead of striking the rock, I'd have struck the people.
如果我是摩西的话，我不会打磐石，我会打那些人。
They don't listen.But I want you to learn this.
我希望你们能够学这一点。
First principle was cut a tree down.
第一个原则就是砍下一棵树。
Second principle was strike the rock.
第二个原则就是击打磐石。
Third time he said speak to the rock.
第三次就是要吩咐磐石。
But Moses went back and used principle B when God wanted him to hear principle C.
当神让摩西听见第三个原则的时候，他却回到使用第二个原则。
Are you with me?
你们明白吗？
What? You're really on. Why do you learn a new principle all the time? A, B, C, D?
你为什么要一直学习，不断地学习新的原则？
God wants you to keep your ear tuned to Him.
神希望你的耳朵能够一直注意听他的话。
Somebody's going to come up afterward and say, well, why should I learn principles if I can't use them over again?
有些人会来跟我说，如果我们不能一直不断地使用这个原则，为什么我们要学习它呢？
The reason you learn is so you can help somebody else.
你学习的目的是为了能够帮助别人。
As they're growing.
作为他们的。
But you are today, today, today to hear His voice.
但是你却要一直不断地在今天，在今天来听他的话。
Why did He use a new principle all the time?
为什么他会一直不断地用新的原则来带领我们？
Because He wanted them to hear today again, right?
因为他愿意让他们在今天来听他的话。
So we're going to notice now.
所以我们现在要会注意到。
Every day we learn to hear.
每天我们要学习来听。
Those who go by what they heard yesterday live in the, oh, I heard that.
那些昨天听过的这些人，他们就会生活在一种状况里面，说我听过了。
God says, I want you to be hearing today.
神说，我希望你能够今天能够听。
Well, let us move on.
我们来往前看。
I'm going to ask you now to turn to Numbers.
现在我希望你们能够翻到民数记。
Here we pick up the story.
这边我们要来看一个故事。
And we come to a very important place in their journey called Kadesh Barnea.
我们来到一个非常重要的一个地方，叫做加底斯巴尼亚。
They had been out in the wilderness about 2 years.
他们来到在旷野里面行走已经将近两年。
They had learned certain things at the Red Sea.
他们在红海这边学到了特别的功课。
They'd learned certain things at Elim. They'd learned certain things at Sinai.
他们在以琳在西乃都学了特别的功课。
Now he gives them the key to all their journey.
现在神把他们这次旅行的这个关键点给了他们。
They were brought out from Egypt. They were going to go into the land.
他们从埃及被带出来，他们要进入迦南地。
But the key is knowing how to come unto him.
但是这个关键却是知道如何的能够来到神面前。
Look at it for a moment.
我们来一起看。
Let's see. I need to take you back. Keep your finger there in the Numbers.
把你们的指头放在民书记。
And go back to chapter 19 in Exodus.
再回到出埃及记的第19章。
It says, verse 1, chapter 19.
第十九章第一节。
In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they unto the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim, and they were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount of Sinai.
以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。他们离了利非丁，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。
And Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt ye say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说。
Here's the important verse.
这是非常重要的 一句经节。
Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，并且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，带来归我。
Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed,And keep my covenant, then shall you be a peculiar, a unique treasure unto me above all peoples of the earth.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
So we're seeing that it is one thing to leave Egypt, headed for Canaan, and the secret of it all is learning what it is to live unto Him, occupied with Him.
我们看见，一方面他们离开埃及要进入迦南地，但是这个秘诀，这个关键却是我们要来归属于神。
Would you believe that in these years there were 10 times they murmured?
你是不是能够相信在这段期间他们有十次的时间抱怨神？
And now we read here in Numbers.
现在我们在民数记里边看。
They reach Kadesh Barnea.
他们到达了加底斯巴尼亚。
And they send some spies over into the land to look it over.
他们又打发一些探子到迦南地去窥探。
In chapter 13, we begin reading.
在第十三章，我们来读。
12 spies, one from each of the 12 tribes, went over to search the land.
12个探子，每支派一位，去到迦南地窥探。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days.
过了四十天，他们窥探那地才回来。
And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land.
到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看。
They said unto Moses, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it.
又告诉摩西说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak, that's the giants.
然而住那地的民强壮，城宇也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人，就是巨人。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.
加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
But the other spies said that went up with him, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.
但那些和他同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
Remember now there were 12 spies searching out the land.
我们现在有12位探子去窥探那地。
Caleb and Joshua brought back a good report.
加勒和约书亚带回了好的报告。
The other 10 spies said, Oh, it's a wonderful place, but
剩下的十位探子说，这是一个很美的地，但是
They have walled cities.
他们有高大的城宇。
They have giants.
他们有巨人。
They cause the hearts of the people to melt with fear.
他们就让百姓的心因着惧怕而融化。
Verse
32. 第三十二节。
They brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature.
探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信，说我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大。
And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight.
我们在那里看见亚纳族的人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。
Question.
问题。
Why is God taking this special people into such difficult circumstances?
为什么神把他特别的选民带到这样一个极端困难的一个境况里面？
They are pioneers of a new way.
他们是一个新道路的先锋者。
They belong to the Lord.
他们属于神。
Now they must know the Lord.
现在他们必须要认识神。
They must learn His ways.
他们必须要认识他的道路。
This is why it's not enough to just have life. We must have the life, the resurrection life continually before us, as we heard last night.
这就是为什么我们不能只是有永生，而且我们要一直每天的活在这个复活的生命的里面。
Oh, how sad it is.
但是令人悲伤的是，
This people filled with fear because they listened to the 10 spies.
这些居民因着他们听到这十位探子的恶信，他们就充满了恐惧。
Notice what it says in verse 2.
看在第二节。
The children of Israel murmured against Moses, against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would God we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness.
以色列众人向摩西亚伦发怨言。 会众对他们说，巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。
Wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were not better for us to return into Egypt?
耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？
And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return unto Egypt.
众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。
And now Moses, rather Aaron and Joshua, give them the one secret by which they can get into the land.
摩西、亚伦、约书亚他们现在就运用了一个秘诀。
They were to be a people with their eyes occupied with the Lord.
他们是一般的子民，他们的眼目单单的放在神的身上。
In spite of all the circumstances,
尽管他们所遭遇的环境是这样恶劣，
they were to look unto Him.
他们却来单单的仰望神。
Giants, walled cities,
这些坚固的城宇。
God, that's not our problem. We look to you.
神，那些不是我们的问题，我们单单的来仰望你。
And I love this verse. I've underlined it in my Bible.
我非常的喜欢这一句的圣经。
Verse 8.
第八节。
If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey.
耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地。
I have just one concern.
我只有一个担心。
We can never get into the land unless we are occupied with the one who alone can bring us in.
如果我们的眼光不放在这一位能够把我们带进这块地这个地的神的身上的话，我们就没办法进去。
If the Lord delight in us, He will bring us into.
耶和华若喜悦我们，他就必将我们领进那地。
So we discover that God is attempting to let us to prove Him all the time.
所以神在那个时候一直允许他们一直来试验他。
When we prove the Lord, we take Him at His word.
当我们来试验神的时候，我们就信靠他所说的话。
The difficulty is that these people were provoking the Lord.
但是困难却是这些百姓们他们却一直在惹神发怒。
Read on with me.
我们继续来读。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us.
但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物。
Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not.
并且因辟他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel.
但全会众说，拿石头打死他们二人，忽然耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列众人显现。
And the Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? How long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them.
耶和华对摩西说，这百姓藐视我要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我要到几时呢？
Sometimes God is very concerned with these murmuring people.
很多的时候神确确实实因着这些抱怨的百姓。
He says, Moses, I'll just get rid of them. I'll strike them all dead.
他就对摩西说，我要把他们全部杀死。
But Moses has his eye on the purpose of God.
但是摩西的心却专注在神的目的上头。
He's saying, Lord, you can't do that. They couldn't, your purpose wouldn't be fulfilled.
他说，神啊，你不能这样做，这样的你的目的就没有办法达到。
Verse 12, I will smite with them with the pestilence and disinherit them and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they.
12节，我要用瘟疫击杀他们，使他们不得承受那地，叫你的后裔成为大国，比他们强盛。
And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear it. For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them.
摩西对耶和华说，埃及人必听见这事，因为你曾施展大能，将这百姓从他们中间领上来。
Everybody had their eyes on this peculiar treasure out here in the wilderness.
每一个人的眼光都放在这群特别的民的身上。
All the surrounding nations knew there was something special about this pioneer people.
周围这些国家的人民都知道这一群先锋，他们是神的特别的选民。
They saw a cloud that was leading them at night and day.
他们看见日间有云柱，夜间有火柱在领他们前行。
They had seen the waters of the, heard about the waters of the Red Sea that opened.
他们听说了关于红海被分开。
Not only that, but they realized that this God fed them and gave them water.
不仅如此，他们也听说神预备给他们吃的，给他们喝的。
You see, it's very interesting that God wants to provide. He gives provision.
非常有趣，因为神给他们预备他们所需用的。
Even though they had been disobedient, He gave them manna every day. They got water from the rock.
甚至他们这样的不顺从，但是神仍然给他们每天有玛纳，有食物，有水。
When they begged, he gave them meat. Quail came down and they had sufficient meat, quail to eat.
当他们祈求的时候，神也给他们肉吃，给他们鹌鹑。
And it's very possible for people like this to say, but look what God has done.
这些人他们应该说，看看神已经做了这么多的神迹。
Look how God provides.
神可以来预备我们的需用。
We get daily provisions.
我们得到我们每天的粮食。
At night we have a big street light over us.
在晚上我们有这么强的一个路灯。
The daytime we have a cloud that protects us from the sun.
在白天的时候有这么样一朵云彩遮盖我们，不被日晒。
They were a very special people. They had provision.
他们是一群非常特别的子民，因为他们有每天的供应。
But they were still disobedient. They were not really following the Lord.
但是他们却是这样子的不顺从，他们没有真正的在跟随神。
And I like to make the distinction between the people who are pioneers and those who are merely wanderers.
我愿意在这两种人中间做一个分别，就是那些真实做先锋的人和那些做漂流者的人。
The difference is this.
这个差别在这里。
Pioneers know the blessing of the Lord.
先锋们知道神的祝福是什么。
Others just know the provision of the Lord.
其他的人就只把眼睛放在神的预备、神的供应的身上。
Somebody says, "Oh, I must be where God wants me. Look, He's providing some things."
我知道神在爱我，因为他把我所需要的赐给我。
Provision only means that God's a God who provides.
这些供应只是说明神是一个赐恩者。
I was very much helped one day when I picked up a little book by Watchman Nee.
有一天我非常高兴，因为我读到尼弟兄的一本小书。
12 baskets.
叫做十二篮。
And the title of this chapter was Expecting the Lord's Blessing.
他的这个题目就是要期待着神的祝福。
Watchman Nee is saying, it's one thing to have provision.
尼弟兄说有神的供应是一回事。
It's another thing to have the blessing of the Lord.
有神的祝福却是另外一回事。
And as an example, he spoke of the two times that Jesus fed the multitude.
作为一个例子，他用了主耶稣两次喂饱以色列人的故事。
The first time he fed 4,000.
第一次他喂饱了4,000人。
And there were 7 baskets left over.
还剩下的装满了7篮子。
A little bit later, he fed 5,000, and there were 12 baskets left over.
不久以后他又喂饱了5,000人，这一次有12个篮子的剩余。
The proof of this is that God is saying there's always much left over when you live in my blessing.
神借着这件事情告诉我们，如果我们住在我们在他的祝福的里面的话，我们就会一直有余。
So when you say God must be with me, He's providing.
你说神一定与我同在，因为他在供应我的需要。
That only demonstrates to me who God is, that He's a God of love.
这个只是向我说明神是谁，神是一位爱的神。
But the people are pioneering a new way with the Lord, expect the blessing of the Lord.
但是在这个属天道路做先锋的人，他们却一直期待着神的祝福。
It isn't enough just for me to have what I need.
光得到我的需要，并不能满足神。
Seven baskets, 12 baskets left over for others.
有七个篮子，有十二个篮子的剩余，为着别人。
What I'm wanting to say this morning is this.
今天早上我要说的是，
They came to Kadesh, and the next years they wandered round and round.
他们来到加底斯， 然后接下来的年日，他们就在旷野里边打转着。
They got consequences.
他们承受了这个结果。
They didn't know the hearing continually. They had heard, but they didn't know the daily hearing.
他们曾经听见神的话，但是他们却没有每天活在听的里边。
They provoked the Lord.
他们惹神发怒。
Yes, they had provision.
是的，他们有神的供应。
But now we come to the bottom line of everything.
然后我们就来到这个最后。
And I want you to listen very carefully.
我希望你能够留心地听。
I believe that I'm speaking to a very special people.
我相信我在与一群很特别的人说话。
Israel was God's special people in that day.
以色列在那个时候就是神的特别的选民。
But they came short of the full purpose of God.
但是他们却没有达到神的目的。
Not all of them, but some did.
不是所有的人，只有个别的人达到。
Notice what it says in chapter 14, now Numbers.
在民数记14章。
Let's begin reading with verse 18.
让我们从18节一起来读。
The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation.
耶和华不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱，赦免罪孽和过犯，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
Notice how Moses is pleading.
看一看摩西是如何的在祈求神。
Pardon, I beseech thee, the willfulness, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now.
求你照你的大慈爱赦免这百姓的罪孽，好像你从埃及到如今常赦免他们一样。
And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word.
耶和华说，我照着你的话赦免了他们。I
have pardoned according to thy word.
我照着你的话赦免了他们。But,
as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
然我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。Because
of all those men which have seen my glory, and my miracles which I did in Egypt, and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice.
这些人谁看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹，仍然试探我这10次，不听从我的话。
Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it.
他们断不得看见我向他们的祖宗所起誓应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。Look
at a moment now. 10 murmurings.
我们看见有14次的试探神。After
Kadesh Barnea, they wandered 38 years.
在加底斯巴尼亚以后，他们在旷野里边漂流了38年。And
God, in His mercy, says, I have pardoned.
因着神的怜悯慈爱，他说我赦免了他们。But, 然而,
but,
然而,
that whole generation that came out a certain age will be restricted. They can't go into the land.
一定年龄以上的那整个一代人，他们却没有办法进入神的应许地。
Pardoned but restricted.
他们被赦免，但是他们却被限制，不能进入。
Now let's look for a moment at Joshua and Caleb and those who were listening to the Lord.
然后我们再来花点时间看约书亚、加勒那一些听神话的人。
They were privileged to possess, to go in.
他们却拥有这个权利，可以进入来拥有这个应许之地。
Read it for yourself here in verse 24.
我们自己来读第二十四节。
But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land, whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
I want you to see this in conclusion this morning.
我让你们看见今天早上的结论。
It is one thing to be pardoned and yet restricted from entering into the full privilege.
得到赦免，但是却被限制不能进入应许地是一回事。
It is another thing to be a part of the Joshua Caleb company, a remnant of people who are privileged to possess.
能够成为像约书亚和加勒这样作为一个神产业的渔民，他们可以进入并且拥有神的应许地的人是另外一回事。
Now listen very carefully.
请仔细的听。
I do not believe God sent all that generation. He pardoned them. He did not send them to hell.
我不相信神把那一群的人赦免了他们，然后把他们带送进地狱。
They missed the privilege of getting into the rest and into the land of the Lord.
他们只是失去了这个特权，可以进到神的应许地，得到这个安息。
Even Moses did not get into the land.
甚至连摩西都没有办法进入这个应许地。
God said because he struck the rock, he would not be privileged to go in.
神说，因为他再次击打了这个磐石，所以他就没有这个权利可以进入迦南地。
He was not to get into the land.
他没有办法进入。
I ask you a question.
我要问你们一个问题。
How many think Moses will be in heaven?
多少人相信摩西会在天堂？
Let's just take a vote this morning.
今天早上我们来投票。
Now she can say, oh, Moses will be there.
我们都说摩西会在那个地方。
Moses can, how do you know Moses is going to be there?
你怎么知道摩西会在天堂？
Well, when Jesus was on earth and he was in the transfigured glory, he saw two people, I think, in heaven.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，在变化山上，我相信他见到两个人在天堂。
He saw Moses and Elijah.
他看见了摩西，看见了以利亚。
They were in the glory of the Lord.
他们在神的荣耀的同在里面。
So they are picturing somebody who already has the heavenly body, heavenly life.
所以他们就在这边让我们看见已经进入天堂得到荣耀的人的样子。
My burden to us this morning is this.
今天早上我的负担是这样。
I hope you hear my heart.
我希望你们能够听见我的心。
I believe God has a remnant people here today.
我相信今天早上在这个地方神有他的渔民。
My burden wherever I go is, Oh God, awaken and raise up a remnant of Caleb and Joshua.
无论我走到什么地方，我的负担是神啊，你要在这个地方能够兴起一般的子民，像加勒和约书亚一样。
I'd like to believe among Chinese people there's something very special.
我愿意相信在中国人中间有一些人很特别。
I've noticed some characteristics about Chinese.
我知道中国人的一些特点。
They're always very intense.
他们非常的他们非常的紧张。
And they're very perceptive.
他们非常的注重他们的眼界。
They see through even before I get finished.
他们可以看见这个结论，甚至当我没有说到那一点。
They're intense.
他们非常的注意。
They're perceptive.
他们非常的能够理解。
And they're dedicated.
而且他们非常的投入。
When I used to walk into class and there were some Chinese in it, I said, "Oh, going to have to study this year."
我进到教室里边，看见有中国人坐在那个地方，我就说今年不用学习了。
And I always ask the professor, "Do you grade on the curve or a standard?"
我就问这个教授，你会用这个曲线来得这个分数呢，还是就是考试试卷这个分数？
And when he said curve, I said, "Oh, it's me."
如果他说他要用曲线来调整这个分数的话，我说这是为着我。
I'm just saying this because I believe God has a special people.
我说这些是因为我相信神有一些很特别的子民。
But hear me. Even special people.
要听我的话，甚至这些很特别的子民。
May not get into the full privilege.
都不一定能够进入到神的完全的。
It's not a matter of getting to heaven.
不是要上天堂还是不上天堂。
We're saved by grace.
我们都是靠着恩典得救。
But God is talking about a pioneer people of his purpose.
但是神在这边却告诉我们看见有一群走天路的先锋。
And if it was true in the Old Testament,
如果在旧约里边是这样的话，
How true today that God is looking for a company of people who will be pioneers.
在今天是何等的真实，神一直在寻找这一群先锋。
We always have to say, haven't been this way before. I have to hear every day what the Lord is saying.
我们需要这样子来说，我们不是以前听过了，而是要每天的来听神的话。
I found myself quoting Watchman Nee instead of the Bible.
我发现我自己在引用尼陀生弟兄的话，而不是在引用圣经。
And the Lord says,You have to learn to listen today. I want you to know what to do.
神希望我们今天能够听见他的话，就知道我们当如何行。
Every principle we learn is wonderful.
我们所学到的每一个原则都是很好。
Cut a tree down.
砍掉一棵树。
Strike the rock.
击打磐石。
Speak to the rock.
吩咐磐石。
It's interesting that rock.Was a different rock. It was a high, lifted up, exalted rock he was to speak to.
非常有趣的是，他要吩咐的那个磐石是一个被高举的磐石。
Jesus is crucified once.
主耶稣一次被钉十字架。
Now we're occupied with a resurrected one.
现在我们的注意力要放在这位已经复活的主身上。
And my concern not only for these front rows this morning.
今天早上我的心不是只是放在前排的弟兄姊妹身上。
For every one of us.
而是每一个人。
Oh, it's not enough to be pardoned and get to heaven and a destination.
不是只是得到赦免进入天堂就够。
I believe God is raising up a remnant who will say, we will be wholehearted like Caleb and Joshua.
我相信神要兴起一群的子民，他们就像约书亚一样专有一个心智，专心的来跟随主。
One day I was saying, Lord,
有一天我会说主啊
，Why didn't you let Joshua and Caleb go into the land？
为什么你会让约书亚和加勒进入这个应许地
？Why did you make them stay with all these people and wander with them？
但是你为什么让他们两个跟所有的这些人民在一起，在旷野里面漂流
？Then I heard something I'd forgotten.
然后我听见了一句话我忘掉了。
Remember when Caleb came back from searching out the land?
记得当加勒回到窥探以后回到这个百姓的中间。
Caleb found a mountain over there.
加勒在那边找到了一座山。
He came back to Moses and he said, when we go in to possess, I want you to give me that mountain.
加勒找到摩西说当我们进到那个地里以后得到那个地里以后我要你把那座山赐给我。
And it was true, Caleb and his posterity got that mountain.
最后加勒和他的后裔得到了那座山。
And then when I discovered the name of that mountain, it was wonderful.
然后我就发现了那座山的名字是非常的奇妙。
That mountain was Hebron.
那个山的名字叫做希伯伦。
In the Greek, that means fellowship.
在希腊文里头这个意是交通。
And the Lord said, all the way through those years, Caleb wholly followed. He had fellowship with the Lord.
神在这边说，加勒在所有这些漂流的年间，他一直与神有美好的交通。
Oh, he didn't have the pile of dirt yet. He didn't have the mountain yet.
他那个时候还没有拥有这座山。
He had fellowship.
但是他却拥有交通。
And every one of us today, we might be in a company of people that might be wandering.
今天早上我们在座的人，我们也许会与一群漂流的人在一起。
People who love the Lord.
人啊，那些爱主的人。
But they don't have a sense of purpose.
但是他们却没有一个目的。
They don't sense the schoolroom where they're being tested and trained.
他们并没有感觉到他们在神的一个教室里边接受神的训练。
They don't know daily what it is to hear the Lord.
他们不知道他们应该每天的来听从神的话。
And the privilege of proving his promises.
而且他们可以每天来试验神宝贵的应许。
And enjoying the continual blessing of the Lord.
而且可以一直的来承受神一持续不断的祝福。
You look around and say, Oh God, I have to stay with these people.
然后你看看周围的人，你说神啊，我怎么能可以跟这些人在一起呢？
Looking unto Jesus.
要仰望耶稣。
Keep fellowship with him.
要一直的与他有交通。
He's the one who rewards.
他是一位要奖赏的我们。
And he alone will bring us into the full privilege to possess.
只有他单独可以把我们带进到神所有的这个应许的里面。
Thank you, kids. Your faces have been so open.
谢谢这些孩子们，你们的脸。
You look back at me as to say, I'm going in.
你们回去以后，你们就说我要进入。
And I believe you will.
而且我相信你们能够。
Too many mothers and dads are praying for you.
有很多的父母为你们祷告。
And their prayers are going to be answered.
他们的祷告要得到垂听。
And there's some Caleb and Joshua spirit in your heart.
有一些加勒和约书亚的灵在你们的里面。
Oh. Thank you this morning. I just want you to know.You don't have to wander. You can be a pioneer.
谢谢你们。我希望你们能够记得，今天早上你们不会，你们不应该只做这个漂流者，你们要成为先锋。
Let's just take a few minutes now for several to pray out and seal it, claim it for yourself for the Lord.
我们现在就花一些时间，请有感动的弟兄姊妹来祷告。